E-Tidings Cosmos, good morning 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tho Míle Fáilte Rótan Seo. I am your host, Richard McSweeney, a self-designated lyrical Irish philosopher of the natural kind. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. While strolling in the mid-morning sunshine, along a street in a frequently visited lovely coastal town, I found myself to be seeing things beyond what I can see, seeing them, as it were, in their entirety. With seeing, for instance, a 30 to 50-year-old tree with abundant foliage, I found myself to be seeing it in autumn, winter, spring, and again in summer, and in all the autumns, winter, springs, and summers which it would be given to have, until of a day, either due to a storm or being too old, it fell, or was brought down and laid low by human hands. With seeing a present being lived in, 200 to 300-year-old house, I could see the plot of ground where it was built on, could see it being built, and is as it is now. And then I could see it into its future, and to it being abandoned, the slates falling from it, and the roof itself collapsing in. And all on along could I see it, until it was no more. And then I saw a mother carrying her maybe 6-month-old baby in her arms, and I could see the baby a toddler, a primary school child, a teenager, and an adult, a middle-aged person, and an elderly person, and in a day of last goodbyes. By inference and association with these, saw I many other things too in their entirety. While this seeing beyond what I can see is indeed a most precious gift, it does at times bring with it a certain heaviness of heart. Saw I a reflection of myself in a shop window. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, "With seeing a blue sky opening in the clouds," he said, "I felt I would like to ascend and sail a boat in such welcoming waters. And I would sail there until a welcoming green pasture land would appear in its depths, and the day would I descend to enjoy strolling and gazing up at the sky." In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from As You Like It, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading from As You Like It. There is none of my uncle's marks upon you. He taught me how to know a man in love, in which cage of rushes I am sure you are not prisoner. What were his marks? A lean cheek which you have not, a blue eye and sunken which you have not, an unquestionable spirit which you have not, a beard neglected which you have not. But I pardon you for that, for simply your having in beard is a younger brother's revenue. Then your hose should be ungartered, your bonnet unbanded, your sleeve unbuttoned, your shoe untied, and everything about you demonstrating a careless desolation. But you are no such man. You are rather point device in your accoutrements, as loving yourself than seeming the lover of any other. Fair youth, I would I could make thee believe I love. Me believe it? You may as soon make her that you love believe it, which I warrant she is apter to do than to confess she does. That is one of the points in which women still give the lie to their consciences. But in good sooth, are you he that hangs the verses on the trees wherein Rosalind is so admired? I swear to thee, youth, by the white hand of Rosalind, that I am that he, that unfortunate he. But are you so much in love as your rhymes speak? Neither rhyme nor reason can express how much. Love is merely a madness, and I tell you, deserves as well a dark house and a whip as madmen do. And the reason why they are not so punished and cured is that the lunacy is so ordinary that the whippers are in love too. Yet I profess curing it by counsel. Did you ever cure any so? Yes, one, in this manner. He was to imagine me his love, his mistress. I set him every day to woo me, at which time would I, being a moonish youth, grieve, be effeminate, changeable, longing and liking, proud, fantastical, apish, shallow, inconstant, full of tears, full of smiles, for every passion something, and for no passion truly anything, as boys and women are for the most part cattle of this colour. Would now like him, now loathe him, then entertain him, then forswear him, now weep for him, then spit at him, that I drave my suitor from his mad humour of love to a living humour of madness, which was to forswear the full stream of the world, and to live in a nook merely monastic. And thus I cured him, and this way will I take upon me to wash your liver as clean as a sound sheep's heart, that there shall be not one spot of love in it. I would not be cured, youth. I would cure you if you would but call me Rosalind and come every day to my cote and woo me. Now, by faith of my love, I will. Tell me where it is. Go with me to it, and I'll show it to you. By the way, you shall tell me where in the forest you live. Will you go? With all my heart, good youth. Nay, you must call me Rosalind. Come, sister, will you go? Tao Dai Jing, Installment 33. He who knows others is intelligent, while he who knows himself is enlightened. He who conquers others has the power of muscles, but he who conquers himself is truly strong. He who knows contentment is rich, but he who is determined has strength of will. He who does not leave the resource will endure, but he who knows to keep as still as anything, but yet remain dynamic, will enjoy longevity. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate of Air, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" A king once asked a sage who his teacher was, and the sage replied, saying, "The elk there, over on the ridge." "How so? How can you say an elk is your teacher?" "The heron there by the stream is my teacher." "How so? How can you say a heron is your teacher?" "The fox there strolling into the grove." "How so? How can you say a fox is your teacher?" "The butterfly there flitting about." "How so? How can you say a butterfly is your teacher?" "My shadow there too." "How so? How can you say your shadow is your teacher?" "There is no one or no thing, Your Majesty, that isn't my teacher. Your Majesty is a teacher of mine." "How so? How can you say I am a teacher of yours? What do I teach you? What can I teach you? I only know how to rule." "Stillness of thought, Your Majesty, gives way to movement as the day to the night to the day. Movement of thought gives way to stillness as the night to the day to the night." "This I understand little to naught." "We are as young as the highest future, Your Majesty, as old as the deepest antiquity, are we? And with considering this vastness, we are ageless and ever less aged, do we? I feel and know myself but to be the age I am, no younger or older. This I would say I know for full certainty. Among our thoughts, Your Majesty, there are those that overspread the heavens and skies of our mind, those that its land and water sustain. There is no heavens, nor are there any skies I know of, save that there that is above us, no land and waters, save that here beneath and about us. Know I not of any inner such world and the like? Be, your majesty, in the joy of your inner world, even worlds there therein many there be. How in all honesty a teacher of yours can you call me, given that I know just a little more than nothing at all? You are a great teacher of mine, your majesty. I know not how I am, but I will take your word on trust. For new days bring new understandings into the thoughts of yesterdays. New nights, too, are they, in generosity great, when sleep has no intention whatsoever of making an appearance. It is for such reasons that your majesty is truly a great teacher of mine. If you say so. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when but living in your own realm and time, you will sing to yourself, in anticipation and joy, looking forward will you be, to meeting your first self. Selves of yourself in readiness to meet you. It is in the remembrance of the future are they to be found. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseterDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have your listening. It is more than a voice in your ear, there is power in listening. More than a phrase in your eye, insight there is in reading. Enjoy both, and please do spread the word. Thank you ever so much, Richard. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.